It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. In his lifetime, the famous French artist Edgar Degas exhibited just one of his sculptures, Little Dancer, aged 14. Only a few of his friends were allowed to see his studio, where he kept more than 100 wax and clay small-scale sculptural studies of horses, dancers, and bathers. After Degas' death, his heirs selected 74 of the best-preserved clay and wax studies and cast them in bronze. Norton Simon was the smart and lucky collector to acquire 72 of these 74 bronze models. Now, in celebration of 100 years since Degas' death, Norton Simon Museum has put on display all these bronze models for the first time. Most of us are well familiar with Degas' pastels and oil paintings with essential but unidealized images of dancers and bathers. Now, in this exhibition, we can see these images along with bronze sculptures of the same subjects. And these bronze sculptures come across as even more truthful and matter-of-fact snapshots of movement. This exhibition, Taking Shape, Degas as Sculptor, runs through April 9. It's our only chance to see all these bronze models together, because life is not fair, and most of these unique sculptures will go back to museum storage. Other good news coming from Pasadena is the reopening of the USC Pacific Asia Museum after its seismic retrofit, which kept the museum closed for a year. This historic 1924 building is designed in the style of Chinese Imperial Palace and features a central courtyard with a garden, small pool, and decorative carvings. In its renewed building, the museum highlights its extensive collection of classic and contemporary arts of Asia and the Pacific Islands. The grand reopening of the museum also presents an intriguing exhibition, Winds from Fusang, Mexico and China in the 20th Century, exhibition exploring the influence of Mexican art on contemporary Chinese murals. I bet that many of you have passed the charming, well-preserved, late 19th century building on Main Street in Santa Monica, but how many of you have been inside? Today, it's the home of the California Heritage Museum. Last week, it opened a new quilt exhibition, Art Quilts, with a tongue-in-cheek subtitle, Not Your Grandmother's Quilt Show. And indeed, it is not. Out of 300 submissions from members of the studio Art Quilts Associates, the museum selected 64 quilts that range from rather traditional to punchy with a welcome touch of humor. All the quilts are for sale, and if you think that you were a good boy or girl last year, you might want to ask Santa to drop one of these quilts down your chimney. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.